Hello there, and thank you for joining me in the podcast today. We've been talking on the topic of Kids Alive, and this is the 10th part of a 10-part series on Kids Alive, and we've been taking words that are essential and important to teach children. Words not necessarily to how to spell a word or how to pronounce a word, the meaning of each of these words. What does it mean to a child? What does it mean to a family? What does it mean to a parent? How do words control behavior? How do words prompt behavior? How do words shape behavior patterns in children? We need to introduce words and the meaning of words into the life of children early on, so that as they mature and as they age and into teenage years and so on, these words will become controlling. These words will become a part of their life and will manage their life better because of these words. Now, I've used many different words. We have 10 of them now that we're focusing on. We use the word no. We've used the word truth. We've used the word prepare. We've used a lot of different words, but today the word is courage. Courage. Children need to have an understanding of the word courage. Now, courage is always in the context of being brave or being strong. You have courage, you have strength, you have the fortitude to say no to something or to stand up for something or to do what is right when other people are not doing what is right. Courage is always the context of stepping forth and taking the right path, doing the right thing, saying the right thing, standing up for the right truth, standing up for the right principle, doing what is right in the context of a social relationship, particularly when there's an ethical dilemma or there is some kind of a conflict. Courage we must have if we're going to deal with issues and face issues in life. Kids are always faced with tough choices in life. Kids come up and offer behavior patterns that are inappropriate for them and wrong. And your child needs to have a word in his vocabulary that says no to such offers, but the courage to say it, the courage to speak it, the courage to voice his opinion or his thought or his decision or his plan or whatever it might be. We need courage to speak the truth, okay? Now, that's what's important as a parent, that you emphasize that with your child, that you teach that to your child, and that you go through a series of exercises with your child where courage is focused on and illustrated and it is used in a wide variety of ways. Know that a child can be as courageous as anybody else. Your child can be as courageous as anybody else. So remember that having courage to say and to do the right thing is to be not only a good person, but it's the foundation stone for becoming a good leader. You can't be a good leader if you don't have courage, because courage means you have to stand up in front of people who might have different opinions, and you have to speak the truth. You have to speak for the truth. That's what courage is all about. Even in opposition, facing opposition, to speak your point of view, to speak the truth from your point of view, from your vantage point, that's courage. Now, how do you kind of teach courage? How do you help them understand that and utilize it and incorporate it into their life as a child? You can have a discussion around the table tonight as you have dinner, or tomorrow, or as you drive a car, or wherever you're going to go as a family. Tell your family how courage shows itself each day, how you have to be a courageous person, how you have to encourage your own decision-making to stand for the truth against popular opinion. That's being courageous. That's having courage. And if you can illustrate that as a parent, the child can pick that up and can organize his or her life accordingly. So to teach courage, show how you utilize courage, how you depend upon your sense of courage as you live your life from day to day. Tell a story about something that you tried brand new. You never done it before, and it took courage to do it for the first time. Tell that story. That helps kids understand courage and incorporate courage into their behavior patterns and into their life. And then tell how you have done things over the years that just relied upon your courage or upon the courage of somebody else, and where you got your courage and who encouraged you over the years to have that strong sense of personal courage. Where did it come from? Who was the influence in your life? And then you be that influence in the life of your child. So it makes you feel good when you act with courage. It makes you act with a sense of accomplishment, with a sense of forwardness, with a sense of ability, of strength, when you act on courage. So Make that part of your family life, make that part of your life as a parent, and help your child incorporate courage into his or her life. Now, here's a little thing to remember, okay? Have courage as a kid and let go of the things that are not worth sticking to. It takes courage, but to have courage as a kid, to let go of the things that are not important, that are not worth sticking to, or that are wrong, let go of those things. Say no to them. Don't let them be part of your life. That takes courage. And here's a little family exercise you can do, a little family game, if you want to play it that way. See who can be the most creative in coming up with a definition of courage. There are standard definitions of courage, but you as a family create your own definition of courage as a family. And then try to find out from the family who can come up with the idea of what courage is most creatively and come up with a definition that they can utilize and teach others. And then remember, and then utilize in your behavior pattern. So that's courage. Now, I encourage you to utilize it. And here's a little idea. If you're in therapy or you're in counseling with somebody during these days when we're all locked down and we have the virus and we can't go out and can't sometimes go to counseling sessions or go to your doctor's office or whatever it might be, you can access my podcast, the one that you're listening to right now. Go to the archives and pick out a theme or pick out a topic that you'd like to listen to and let that be your therapy session. You can listen to two or three of them. If you have anxiety, there's several podcasts on anxiety. If you have depression, there are several on depression. If you have an addiction problem, there are several on addiction that you can listen to. If you are struggling with your parenting skills, there are many, many podcasts having to do with parenting. So go to my episodes, the archives, and there's about 200 topics. Find a topic that might be helpful to you, and then listen to it. And then say, that's my therapy session for today. You might want to do it every day, or you might want to do it once or twice a week. But let that be part of your therapy program. So when you resume therapy later on, you'll be that much further ahead. Okay? So, nice to have you with me today, and thanks for joining in on the podcast, Kids Alive, with the word courage. Bye for now.